So today, I'm starting a brand new topic for you, okay? And it's about preventing power struggles. And all this week, and who knows, if I don't get a whole lot of them done because I got a lot of strategies, maybe next week too, I'll be giving you strategies. So this first one is a little bit of background information so that the children are going to know what to expect. And this is what it is. Young children need limits and boundaries. They need them. When they're allowed to do anything they want, whenever they want, they aren't learning independence. They're learning instead that no one is in charge. So even a two-year-old can take charge of a total classroom, running around doing whatever. Children need someone in charge so that they feel safe and secure. They need to know what to expect and when to expect it. So set clear limits for the children, not all at one time, but one at a time, and make children know what the limits are. And within those limits, give children choices so they can learn what they want and when they want to do it. I wish I had had that when I was growing up. The goal is not to have limits with no freedom, but limits with freedom to choose within the limits. Here's the thing. The world has rules. If you go through a traffic light and a cop is around, you'll get a ticket. That's just one of the rules for driving. There's other rules, and those rules are designed to keep us safe on the road. It's the same for kids. We have to be the ones to help keep them safe by setting appropriate limits. And we're preparing them for the real world. So have a great day. You are a difference maker.